You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Are you new to the city and need some help finding your way around? Or maybe you've lived here for years, but there's parts you don't know and you want to find new ways to enjoy the city. Well, WBUR's online field guide to Boston launches today, and it gives you the breakdown on all things Boston. WBUR reporter Amelia Mason helped put the field guide to Boston together, joins us now to talk about it. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell me a little bit about what's in it. Let's start there.
Yeah, I mean, at its most basic, it is a bunch of guides. We've got arts and culture. We have, you know, sports, politics in Massachusetts. And there's also a newsletter series. So if you're new to the area and you sign up, it'll send something every week to help kind of acclimate you. A lot of it's practical tips, you know, parking, how to register to vote, that kind of thing.
It even tells you, like, this is what you need to know about the schools. And you can look by neighborhood and see maps and places to frequent in those neighborhoods.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest guide we did was the neighborhood guide, which is literally every neighborhood that people live in, which is most of them. It's aimed really at people who live here. It's not really a tourist, you know, oriented thing. It's like, what do locals tell you? And what's it like to live in those neighborhoods?
So why do it, Amelia?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I think, you know, our job as journalists is to provide people with things they need to know. And the thing that people always need to know, always, is how to navigate this area and how to understand it. And so I think we realized, like, we had the ability to put together something very comprehensive, but also very deep. You know, if you Google, like, restaurants in Boston, you'll often get things that are, I think, a little superficial. Or even if you're just looking up neighborhoods, it's mostly about real estate. Like, but we, you know, what do the people who live there say? Which we literally asked them. We went there. We, like, stopped people on the street and asked them to tell us about the places they live.
So as you were building it, what have you, it turns out, found most useful for yourself, actually?
If you're asking me to choose favorites, you know, I love all my children equally. but I was just perusing it again this morning and reading our post about restaurants. I love food. I love to eat. And we actually sourced our recommendations from local chefs, which I think is really cool. It's sort of an insider's, like, set of suggestions. And their recommendations are really great, and they really range all around Greater Boston. Like, there was one, you know, in my town, Arlington, where I just moved, so I was, like, looking for places to eat. Didn't expect to find that. And they're really, really diverse recommendations. It was cool. I got excited. I was like, maybe I'll go to all of them.
That would actually be a cool thing to do. You get a group of people together.
Yeah.
You sort of mark off on this field guide to Boston. You say, we're going to hit all of these places, almost like a scavenger hunt. You could make a game out of this.
You could definitely make a game out of the food one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could make a game out of our post, you know, why is Boston so weird about alcohol? But you would learn something.
You would. And we've actually done some segments here on Radio Boston that have addressed some of that in the past. All right. So I want to hit a couple of other things here. We're with Amelia Mason, WBUR Arts and Culture reporter. Today we have launched online the Field Guide to Boston, which is an effort from reporters across WBUR who went deep into the city to bring a broad range of resources to help you get to know the city better if you're new or if you just want to find something new about the city. So as part of the project, you started to ask folks to talk about a moment where they felt like, yep, this is my home. Good moments, bad moments, these are experiences where we've shared who we are. We share our sense of place. You got a great range of responses. This is Mayor Wu. This is residents of the South End's Stephanie Ortiz and East End resident Elise Fernandez.
There's that moment where you are on the red line crossing over from Cambridge over the bridge, and you can just see the water sparkling and the skyline of the city, and it is just breathtaking.
Getting Milo and then almost knowing all the dog owners in the area. Everyone says hi to each other if you have a dog.
It's like a melting pot. It has a lot of different cultures. You'll find whatever you're looking for, you know, whatever kind of food, whatever, anything is here.
What if people say, hey, there's something I want to tell you about my city that you don't know yet that's not in this field guide to Boston? Are there ways for people to still add to it?
Oh, yeah. We do have a form that you can fill out if we miss any hidden gems. We'd asked residents for quote-unquote hidden gems, which is, you know, their favorite places to hang out, eat, walk around in their neighborhoods. And you can go to where
I've
you
got
go?
It for you. WBUR.org/field guide. Is that right?
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
can add more information there.
Yep. There's
what,
a little.
What was the sort of the characteristic that you heard from people about the city as people shared with you? Was it, I'm fiercely loyal to my city? Mm. Was it, yeah. my city surprises me? Was it, I love the diversity of my city? What was sort of the characteristic?
Yeah, you know, the thing I heard a lot, because I was going to various neighborhoods, right? Like, right. very specific ones, and I was going, you know, Hyde Park. I was asking people, like, what's up with Hyde Park, right? No matter where I went, people were, like, very willing and happy to kind of, like, rep their neighborhood, even when they also had some critiques and things that they didn't love about it. And they were also quite candid about those. You know, I remember talking to this one resident of South Boston. He was, like, eating ice cream on a bench. And, you know, he'd been living there on and off for years and actually from Ireland. And this was, like, a historically, like, Irish part of the city, and it's changed a lot. It's got a lot more expensive. It's, you know, different people are coming in, and he talked about that. And, you know, he asked, like, is there anything you want to change or you don't like about it? And he was like, yeah, you know, the parking's hard. And then he was like, I really wouldn't change anything, which I think really summed it up. It was like, here are some problems with it, but I would change nothing.
All right. So just one more time. It's WBUR.org/field guide. You can share your moment. You can find out more. I'm going to do a little pivot now, Amelia, and we're going to share a little bit of what Radio Boston can bring to this. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the 1973 film Friends of Eddie Coyle?
I have not, but I did see a small regional production of the play when I was a bartender at a theater.
So there, I love that level of detail. So
it's burned in my mind.
One great field guide to Boston can actually be the films about the city, yeah. that are either made about it or made in it. And that's what one of the things we do here on Radio Boston. We do this set in Boston. Last fall, Ty Burr, who's the creator of the Substack e-newsletter Ty Burr's Watchlist, and Ellie Johnson, who's film critic at CambridgeDay.com, joined us to talk about The Friends of Eddie Coyle as the very first film we did. So I'm going to say goodbye to you here, WBUR Amelia Mason, before I share that. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.